Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Sense right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host, and of course, it's Alistair Milroy from Breaking the Mold Accounting. How are you, Alistair?
I'm good, Ria. Yeah, had a busy week today or so far. It's going well.
It's only Tuesday.
I know. We're nearly halfway through.
One can dream. Right. Today we're going to talk about my least favorite subject. Let's talk about budget and business.
Yeah, so I think if we step back in the whole budgeting, what budgeting really does or can help with is making crystallize what's your vision or where do you want to be, what do you want the business to achieve, and then looking at what resources you need to achieve that. But I think importantly, particularly if there's, you know, a business or a yacht which is a team on board, it's making sure that everybody understands what's trying to be achieved and then plans for their own responsibilities in that way. So yeah, if, you know, there's no point trying to build a budget for a yacht that you think is going to be sitting in the south of France if you're planning to do a Northern Europe cruise. So it's really understanding what does the owner want from what's the ultimate goal. If it's, you know, if it's a race yacht, is it winning lots of regattas and therefore you need to spend more on sales versus, you know, a yacht that potentially is going to cruise and doesn't need so much maintenance. But yeah, I think it's an important part for both the team on board for a yacht or in a business that everybody understands what you're trying to achieve and then thinks about what it's going to take to do that.
Well, and on a yacht, whose responsibility is it normally to do that budget?
So it's often the captain and the owner would work together on that. I think yacht managers, obviously if there's a yacht manager involved, they would have input. But again, often I've seen where that sort of maybe goes slightly off is, you know, if you're doing a budget but don't really understand what it is the owner wants to achieve, you know, and I think that's the same with a business owner. What do you want to actually obtain out of the business, or what's most important with you? Is it, again, if you're running a business, there's no point putting a very aggressive budget in place if the owner doesn't want to work that hard and it's more about work-life balance and spending time with his family. So I think you've got to get below just going, right, what are the costs, and understand what, you know, what the principals and the shareholders, what the various stakeholders all want to achieve out of the budget. Obviously, for any business, you want to make a profit, not so much for a yacht, but it's making sure that you've got the right budget to achieve what the owner wants.
Now, let me ask you, and one of the things that you hear crew talk about a lot, should there be a certain amount of education allocated in that budget, and will it actually improve the performance of your business if you do allocate a certain amount of budget to education?
I think absolutely, if it's used well. You know, again, it's understanding how do you want the yacht, you know, or business to operate. How important is it to retain crew? You know, if it's a yacht that you're happy to run, you know, and I'm talking on a yacht, so if you're happy to run it with different crew each year, and then, but then you need to accept that if they're not trained and you're replacing crew each year, then perhaps the guest experience isn't going to be as high as if you've focused and said, right, let's invest in our crew, we want the same people back, you know, or we want to retain as many of the good ones, as good people as we can, and then deliver a higher level experience. I think that's where, you know, certainly in business you do, you want to train your staff. I think Richard Branson was quoted as once saying to someone who asked him, if we train all our staff, they'll leave. And his answer was, what if we don't train them and they stay? You know, I think it's except, you know, train your, invest in your staff, and, you know, that will, I think, generate loyalty as well. And yes, some people move on, but that's not a bad, you know, that's something that happens. People change with their lives, develop, want to get different experience and go in different directions. But I don't think that's a reason not to invest.
Is that something that you would put into your budget then, the possibility of having to rehire and retrain?
Yeah, I think you absolutely need to be thinking about that. I mean, there is a big cost of recruiting new team members each year. If you're going out, losing people, having to pay out leave, the time, just even management time of recruiting, going finding those people, if you've got finder's fee or recruitment fees, if you've got the time interviewing them, you've got the risk that they don't work out, and you have to then replace someone, perhaps even mid-charter or in a quick turnaround, that all adds to the pressure on your team on board. If you can get a stable crew payrolls are big part of the expenses on in a yacht, and I think in any business you want your team to run effectively. They're going to be able to do that much better if you train them and set some apart. It's a bit like your finance department. I'd be suggesting any business actually sets aside in their budget an investment in their finance function. If you want to have the information on which you can make decisions on your business, then you need to invest in that. That's not going to happen by itself. So you need to plan for that and invest and create the budget for it.
Well, and overall speaking, will it cost more in the long run if their budget isn't ample enough?
Yeah, I think that's a big risk. If you don't maintain your yacht and if you don't put enough in to maintain the engines and on a motorboat, or the same, you've got more risk of something going wrong, which is potentially from a safety angle. But yeah, it could cost you a lot more when something goes wrong. If you have to replace an engine because you haven't serviced it or maintained it earlier, I guess at the end, when you look at the life cycle, if the owner wants to sell the yacht, maintaining it properly is going to end up with a better capital value and a better sale price at the end of the, if you've got that maintenance program in place and you can demonstrate it's been maintained, that's going to help in the resale.
And does it make sense to run that budget by your accountant?
It's part of having a finance team or someone who's an accountant involved in that process can really help. And I think engaging through all your people, your heads of department and stuff, and giving them responsibility for, understanding what it is we're trying to achieve and what's needed, and then building that budget up. But I think budgeting is often seen as you've only got this to spend, but it really should be about, well, if you want to deliver this outcome, this is what I need to spend. But having a robust discussion around that and making sure people are aware of what the costs are. I think sometimes in yachting, it's very easy to go down and buy people that don't think about whose money is it. You can go and buy replacement tools and not think about what you've got on board, or potentially get consultants in, so you have to think about how you're spending that cash. But I think that's two ways, between the people having to deliver operationally and the owner and the financial guys and the accountants.
Alistair, I want to say thank you.
Thanks, Rhea. It's been great, and we will have some guests on the show.
I didn't even give you a hard time this time.
No. Holidays have been taking a bit longer to get things organized, but we've got some things scheduled.
Well, if you have any questions, please do contact Alistair. You've been watching another edition of Talking Sense with Alistair Milroy from Breaking the Mold Accounting. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.